Okay.
Is
so
that
then
Teresa?
If that was Teresa, and if you want to do a brief recap, that would be lovely, because it feels like it's very important. And then
I'll be happy
about
to.
It. Okay.
Well, first of all, hello, Teresa. I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure. I'll just say what I said earlier. I had a really nice experience today as I was driving. I got in my car. It was a beautiful summer day, and I was kind of just blessing the land and telling it how much I appreciated it and how much I knew I was connected to it because I was born here. This life was born in the state of Ohio. So there had to be some connection, because I felt lately that the earth is actually coming online somehow via the crystals. I don't really know. I don't understand that part. So as I did that, I felt this incredible, like, just support and nurturing from the earth itself, from the trees, from the wind, from the sky. It was just beautiful. It was an amazing experience. And then we were saying that it's where you focus your attention. So I felt like because I was focusing my attention on what to be grateful for and how to be supported into recognizing that it is all connected and we are all one, and the earth is part of that, because that's our physical embodiment. Without the earth, we wouldn't be able to have it. And so it just seems like something has shifted in the sense that, like, everything within Mother Earth is rising up to say, we've got you. You know, we've got this together. We're supporting you. Just felt really good.
That was lovely. You said something about, blessing the earth. And part of the reason I wanted to record it was because it was so beautiful, and you're talking about so much magic that you were feeling today and how you feel like the earth is waking up, and really it might be mutual, but from what I'm understanding is that we are waking up, and as you bless the earth, you are just acknowledging, and until you acknowledge it, it's kind of like free will, you know. If you can't feel me, then I'm not gonna reach out and force you to feel me, but I'm certainly gonna show up when you show up. So that was beautiful.
And it was beautiful how you talked about how it was just really tangible.
Yes.
Yeah. Palpable. Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
Yeah, tangible.
It's called a blessing moon, this moon.
Really?
Yes,
The other thing that was really coming into, like, you know, that Hawaiian blessing, ho'oponopono, something like that?
Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono.
That was really in my awareness the last couple of days to do for myself. You know, I love you, Suzanne. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. But I also felt that was kind of important somehow too, you know, because that's like blessing your body, your presence, the part of you that is connected to the earth, because everything that we are, the earth is as well, right? I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So
just,
I think blessing is an awesome. I'm sorry,
I know. I think it's great, because you said I'm blessing and I'm feeling blessed, and I'm like, this is a blessing moon, so this is just so perfect. I'm loving it.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And the ho'oponopono, you know, the words are simply the words. What matters more is the intention behind them and the heart. So
exactly. Behind and within the words and the intention.
Exactly.
Of the person you're focusing your heart and mind on, which I happen to do it for myself. It's really such a simple, beautiful, exquisite comes into mind, that word, just because it's just such a powerful four statements. You know, and we forget to say them.
Yes. Yes.
So you should probably say it, what it is. What is the correct order, or is there, does it really matter?
There are just four phrases, and it doesn't matter which order you say them in, but I typically say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you and thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really good.
And you know, for me, what I'm realizing is the gratitude for me is what's showing up. It's that actual, that thankfulness, that gratitude that really opens the door and opens the heart.
Yes, the gratitude for your Whatever. Own heart, your own presence, and your ability to be aware of it.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you, Suzanne, for sharing that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being able to share it with. Because as you know, sometimes it's not that easy to share things like that with everybody.
Exactly. There is a discerning that needs to occur because not so much that you're afraid, but that you want to actually respect people where they are. And it's not about forcing our own process on another person. It's about accepting them where they are. And mm-hmm. and discerning who is able to receive your sharing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think I decided within the last couple of days that I wasn't going to be small anymore.
Thank you.
Even if it was only for myself.
Yay!
Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
that's important.
Does anybody else want to jump in?
I'm celebrating you saying that, Suzanne.
Me too.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because of you, because of your ability to be the vastness that you are, that it helps others do the same. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like on your shoulders we stand.
Whoa, okay, I'm going to rephrase that because I don't want you standing on my shoulders.
That's true, yeah.
I am going to
on the path.
How about you, Teresa?
Yeah, there's a better way to say that.
I want to stand beside you celebrating with you.
Exactly. But here's the thing. It's just that
then we can dance together. It's harder to dance when you're on our shoulders.
I never signed up for cheerleading. Don't want to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, more. I just saw a vision of, like, the cutout dolls. You know how they're all hand-to-hand.
Yes.
Paper dolls.
So first, I want to acknowledge you for your share, and I want to say thank you for acknowledging us. And we're not denying that. We're just saying, we just want to reframe it a little bit. We're just here because we're all part of the whole, and we all have our own individual roles. And it's just really about respecting and honoring ourselves and our own ability to tap into our own truth and then share that with whoever's willing and able to listen.
Well said. Yeah. Yeah, because that gives equality to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not about, you know, a true guru. It's like I'm not into the guru mentality. The true guru teaches you that the guru is within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just like Jesus teaching.
It's about empowering everybody individually. You know, of course, the miracle says no one gets left behind. We all go together. We all wake up together. It just feels like different time frames.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Thank you for honoring the earth, because I've felt that recently. I've just felt a lot of pain from my own sense of the plants and the animals and actually people around that are running in chaos and lashing out in fear, and lashing out, like, in ownership. That's okay, so we're going to go to that, the ownership. It's like, I want to help empower you to have ownership over your own life, your own soul, and not ownership over a piece of land that you're going to kill somebody for, or, you know, or it's like, it's really, we don't own the earth. We are part of the earth. We are in partnership with the earth. We need to be in partnership with ourselves, with every aspect of ourselves, and with each other.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because today when I was started out and I did that blessing and I felt the everything kind of rise up to support me, I noticed three different vegetable stands that people had farmed their own land and just created like roadside stands to sell tomatoes and squash. And, you know, and I've traveled that same road, I can't even tell you how many times, but I guess it's because of the time of the year. And it was just such a beautiful thing because they are honoring the land. It's just what they do. You know what I mean? It's farming. It's farmland. And these people are very humble and very, that's just what they do. You know, I don't even know that they have it in their awareness that there's like that dominion mentality over the earth itself as opposed to a sacred kind of partnership.
Absolutely. And are you, somebody needs to check their line because it's running a little hot. And
yeah, there's a lot of static.
There is. So maybe I'm going to turn this down a little bit, see if that helps.
And you can always unmute. You can always mute that person too, Debbie, if they don't unmute themselves. And you may want to say it's star six to mute yourself.
Right. So I want to give everybody else an opportunity to say something, and then I want to mute everybody, and then let everybody unmute themselves
as they want to speak.
Because I'm looking and I'm noticing that all of us are running hot as we speak.
Maybe that's something to be acknowledged too, that the magnetic field or something is also aware of what's happening.
There's a multitude. I mean, there's so many transmissions we're being bombarded with right now. So that is actually true. So it's almost like it feels like, okay, so we're going to work right now with the electromagnetic fields, too, because it feels like everything's running hot because there's so much coming through us that it almost looks like coming through and, like, blow a fuse.
Debbie, I wanted to say hi. This is Rowena.
Hi, Rowena.
I'm so happy to be here. It's been a little while. Somehow I wasn't, haven't been able to make it. I'm so happy to be here tonight with you.
Thank you. We are too. Do you want to state an intention?
Well, I posted it on Facebook, but I will say it.
When did you post it?
Just a little bit. You liked it.
Oh, there you are.
But I will say it out aloud. My intention is to connect to the truth of who I am more and more deeply, and not to be seduced by rationalist, fear-based thoughts and words.
And if you're okay, I'm going to repeat that because you were breaking up on my end, so just in case you were breaking up for anyone else. Rowena said, my intention is to connect to the truth of who I am more and more deeply and not be seduced by rational, fear-based thoughts and words.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So it's interesting because, as I said, but not be seduced by rational, fear-based thoughts and words, I almost said irrational, fear-based thoughts and words.
Well, actually, yes, you're absolutely right, because that's the other side. It's true. It's irrational, but it's very persuasive.
Okay, so who is that? I need to... I'm hearing somebody in the background. So, thank you.
On the road, it's in the dirt road right there. Oh, okay. Right
okay.
There. Okay. So I'm just telling you,
where everybody's all over the place. So if anybody else wants to state their intentions, please do now, because I'm going to mute everybody in a minute and then have you unmute yourself if you want to.
Right. That's fine. Because right. I know that they were playing around too. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to count to three. All right. All right. So, everybody, I'm going to mute everybody right now. Please, star six is how you mute and unmute yourself. So, please, star six if you want to unmute yourself and state your intention. And I'm going to mute everybody now, okay? So, if you're wanting to unmute, including yourself, Teresa, please unmute yourself now. All right. Are you there, Teresa?
I am.
Okay, because I didn't see you muted, but I didn't hear a word. Okay, so I'm just going to go with it, because what I'm feeling is so much energy coming through. It's like this rush of this rush of energy. I can't describe it any other way. And it feels like there's like an urgency. It feels like there's an urgency, and people are feeling this urgent need to connect and this urgent need to remember. And when I say urgent, it's not, there's two dynamics going on. The urgency is coming at the soul level, but there's also what Rowena was talking about, the irrational fears and thoughts that are coming from this irrational fear mode. And so there's that urgency, but then there's the other urgency, which is getting blended. It's getting all entangled up with one another. So it's what I want to do right now is, and I know you can see this too, Teresa, is just, and anybody else that can, feel free, but I feel like we're just kind of separating the fibers of this vibration, because they're kind of sticky, like spider webs, and they're getting all entangled up and knotted, and we just want to separate the one from the other in a way that we can actually take in a full breath. And let's all just take a few full breaths together.
And as they're actually being untangled and separated out, you can actually begin to feel less chaos and make some sense of the messages and the energy that's flowing through.
Get closer to your phone, please, my dear.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So with what I'm sensing is, as there is, as the fibers are being untangled and straightened out, it's like there's less of a sense of chaos or static.
Yes.
Because then what messages need to come through are clearer, and it's not about trying to take all the messages in.
Yeah. And it feels like we also need to clear that crown chakra a bit, because your message is muted. Not muted, but like muffled. It's muffled, not muted.
Yeah. And so we're clearing the crown chakra, and we're allowing for opening of, or heightening of, the ability to hear with the ears of the heart.
I love it. Breathe that in, everybody. Keep going.
Yeah, just sensing what else is going on. And there's this place here when we listen with the ears of the heart, or we sense with the senses of the heart, then there is the filter that filters out that which is not needed, so that when we show up with who we are, we're in that place of being open for connection and
available for intimacy and available for being who we really are, because we're showing up in our essence, the essence of who we really are, when we allow for the senses, the subtle senses of the heart, to be that which we filter through.
And it feels like as you're talking about that, we need to do something with the back of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm feeling congestion and actual pain between the shoulder blades and around the heart. Actually, it's not just between the shoulder blades. I'm feeling it behind the heart, but also kind of like wrapped around it. Almost looks like a band of something. Like it's being held. It's being restrained.
Yeah, and it links into the lower part of the posterior lung, too. Which
lower
is
part of the superior lung, you said?
Of the posterior lungs.
Posterior lung.
Yeah, because that's almost like it's shutting down the vitality.
Yes.
You know, because that's where the breath gets caught so much into that thoracic diaphragm. Because when the breath gets caught there, it's like we're between the place of fear and shame.
And yes.
So when we're in that place between fear and shame, the breath is unable to expand because it's the bridge of the thoracic diaphragm that opens up the pelvic diaphragm as well as moving into the cranial diaphragm.
It's starting to relax a bit. And it's weird. I'm actually feeling like the hearing, but I'm also feeling like hair fibers.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like a vibration coming in. And I know a lot of people have been dealing with thinning hair, and it feels like it's like almost like this antenna-like energy, and it feels like it's like being shaken free.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to kind of, it's almost like going through those antennas, through those hair fibers as well as the nerve fibers and kind of cleansing them. Just pulling out old thoughts, old habits, old destructive, separative, power-hungry thoughts, confusion actually about power and force, confusion about what true power is, and it's like that is needing to be pulled out of the brain and pulled out of the field around the brain and around the head, because it's almost been like this cloud that's it looks like this big, massive, gigantic bubble of confusion from the neck around. And it's like just needing to kind of peel that away so that we can clearly remember that the head and the brain and all of those parts that are connecting in the head are part of the body, and that the body is part of the earth, and that each body is part of the other bodies. So it's like remembering that fascial connection, even at the energetic level, and peeling away the layers of confusion. Wow, as I'm doing that, it almost looks like a baby being born. You know how a baby comes out all bloody and covered in afterbirth?
Mm-hmm.
It really looks like that. You're up, Teresa.
you know, the image that I got right after that was like from in this place of the baby. Because as you were doing that, you know, babies in their natural state trust.
Mm-hmm.
And they experience joy. And
they what?
They experience joy.
Yes.
And when that shroud is around us, it's like we cut off our joy. And we cut up our ability to trust. So what we're doing is we're opening up a place for surrendering into more trust and opening up to joy. And doing
opening
it
up our what?
Opening up joy, but doing it guiltlessly. Because it's almost like there's this level of guilt that gets attached to joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is we're clearing away guilt. And that's part of the part of not digesting life with ease, not, you know, not allowing for the movement of thoughts and the movement of life to flow through easily. And so we get bound up, and when we get bound up, then we don't digest life with ease. And that is what partly what inhibits the joy. So it's letting go of the guilt and the shame. Because it's like when we feel that sense of magic and absolute presence and joy, it's almost like there's a lack of trust in it, because then we say, well, I don't know if I can really trust this because it'll be taken away from me, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to celebrating the little places of joy. When we look for reason to celebrate in our lives, more reasons to celebrate show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like linking in and connecting in with that place of celebration and joy guiltlessly, as a child would, with the wonderment of a child and the glee, the pure glee that a child would have in their discovery
yeah.
of something that gives them joy. And it's almost like we're opening a window to access that, but we have to say yes to it.
Hmm. That's kind of bringing up to me what we talked about last week, and it feels important to bring that up and
mm-hmm.
just kind of sharing my own realization and yours, if you're okay with that. Of
I am.
You know, the like wanting to own my own horrors, the way that I have actually created internal horrors in my past that are being mirrored outside, like for instance with the children being left at the border, part of my realization was, our realization was that we in the past had so abandoned our own child because of life experiences earlier that we were out of our control, but that as we grew up, we didn't truly grow up. We grew up with the childish thoughts of we were still subjected to that old environment. So in a sense, we abandoned our children, our inner child. And so for me, part of that is reclaiming that inner child in a way that says, I am not going to leave you for anybody else to take care of. I am going to take care of you. You are no longer subjected to those situations and those people. And you are now responsible for your own life, and I am now responsible for my own life. And so it's about claiming those parts where within ourselves so that they don't have to keep being blasted in front of our faces all the time in terms of the way we interact in the world. And yes, we can't control the entire world, but we can tap into those aspects of ourselves where we, if we recognize, whoa, I do that, I've done that to myself, and own it, and say, okay, now I forgive myself, and now I'm stepping up, I'm showing up, I'm willing to be present now. So
I'm not going to abandon you anymore.
And I'm not going to abandon you anymore. Exactly. So, and honoring our commitments to ourselves in a way where we can trust ourselves, because part of it was that guilt and that shame and that story that was attached to the joy. But also part of it was we make little promises to ourselves, little commitments to ourselves, and then we say, oh, well, I didn't do that, but I guess that's okay. It's not the end of the world. But you know what? Every time we do that, it's like nicking our connection, our channel. It's like cutting one of the fibers in our connection to divine, because we keep saying, oh, okay, I'll do this. No, I didn't do that. Okay, oh well. And as every time we break a little tiny promise to ourselves, it's like a part of us says, wait, you lied. I can't trust you. So mm-hmm. It's about coming to that place of integrity within myself, within ourselves, where we don't say what we don't mean, where we honor what we commit to. Not from a military perspective, but from a joyful perspective. It's an honor to show up and to honor our commitments. It's not a burden. And it's about lifting those, like I feel like heavy sacks of this burden perspective around responsibility, lifting them off our shoulders. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Lifting them off our... So it's like lifting those heavy responsibilities off of our shoulders in a way that says, hey, I get to be responsible for me. How exciting is that? I don't have to blame anybody else anymore.
And there's a lot of freedom in that.
There's a lot of freedom in that. Nice. Go for it. It's your turn.
So I'm just going to continue following this thread of not blaming anybody else. And that even includes not laying blame on yourself.
Can I say something about that? Rather saying not blaming and not doing this, don't say what you're not going to do. Tell me what you're going to do.
Hey, you're on the show.
You know, not say I'm not going to blame. Say that I'm going to honor myself. By saying I'm not going to blame myself, you're going to increase the not blaming energy or the blaming energy, because what you not want is what you're going to get anyway. So say it positively.
So it's the place of honoring who you are and recognizing that every choice you make is the opportunity to get a result.
Yes.
Because what happens is so often in life, when we choose to go into blame, it's partly because of our own fear of failure. And truly, failure really is a myth. All there is action and result. Choice and action and result. So when you look at what is your choice, what's the action that happens or not, and what is the result? You can always say, okay, I want a different result. I want a better result. And so then you get the opportunity to look and say, well, I get to make a different choice and be curious about that.
So what is the different choice? What's the opposite of blame? What is the different choice that you have? Not to blame is it maybe praise?
It could be to praise. It could be to honor. It could be to whatever you wanted it to be. It could be to love.
Yeah. So rather than, and this goes to everybody, you know, rather than saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to blame anymore. It's like, I'm going to praise. I'm going to honor myself, or I'm going to honor that person. Or if I see those children being abandoned at the border, then rather than blaming anybody, the parents of the U.S. who have done that, created that, just say, I'm honored the situation, and I'm seeing that we have to choose a different way, and in a good way. That's all I'm saying. That we're growing with this, that we're seeing, that I'm honoring, oh my God, I can see what's happening here and it's a terrible story. Yet, I can see how we are abandoning our child, and from this moment on, I recognize and honor my child within. And when we do that, I think the changes occur in a much more happier way, rather than just like in this flashing news, blame.
Beautifully said.
Yes.
And with that, I'm going to stop, fix myself again. Love you guys. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you too, Norman.
You want to, are you continuing?
No, I think that's good. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. And I think we're going to go into a different aspect, too. We're going to go into an integration of all that we've done up to this point. And another aspect of integrating, you know, there are different, we are this collective of individual cells and individual energy fields in our bodies. You know, we have a physical body and an emotional body, and, you know, they're not separate, but they do have separate needs. They do have different types of needs, and a lot of times what happens is we neglect one or the other, and more often than not, we're neglecting our physical or emotional needs. And so I want to do an integration program that allows the different aspects of our physical body and our emotional body and our mental body and our energetic body and our parts of our bodies and those different parts to be integrated in a way that each of them can have their needs met, and it won't cause it won't cause a lack of integrity within the rest of us. In other words, it's about integrating the different needs of our body in this world, in this life, in terms of a way of just bringing it together so that we work in partnership, we work as a team, our body works as a team, instead of fighting, instead of one person or one aspect of ourselves' needs getting met to the detriment of another. Does that make sense? Are you there, Teresa?
Makes sense to me.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that I said that clearly. It's really, I want to implement that integration program to do that, because what I'm feeling and noticing is that happens a lot, and that's a lot of times why I think we end up, part of the reason we end up breaking our commitments to ourselves, because we get confused of the different levels and the different needs that we have, and so we don't honor that, because we justify ourselves out of it. We talk ourselves out of it, or we allow somebody else to talk us out of it. So it's about putting that program in place where we have clarity over our needs, and we check in with all aspects of ourselves to make sure that our full, all of our needs are being met in a way that is honoring ourselves and our environment, the people we come in contact with, the situations that we're in, the world we live in. So it's about honoring our needs in a way that is living our truth, setting an example, not in a holier-than-thou way, but in a, hey, I can do this, so can you way. So it's self-empowerment. And that's being integrated on all levels, down to the skin and bones. I love it. Okay. Teresa, you're back.
Part of what will help with that integration is in your commitments, being mindful of the commitments that you're choosing. Because one of the reasons that we don't always honor our commitments is because we've overcommitted.
We what?
Overcommitted.
Ah, yes.
And so it's being mindful in our commitments to ourselves that we recognize what really is important to us, what really brings you joy, what really will allow your heart to sing. And what will allow you to be able to rest as well. Because in the overcommitment, oftentimes there's a space that's not created for rest. And in integration, rest is needed for integration to occur.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when we allow ourselves to rest, we can recognize value in who we really are, not for what we do, but because of who we are. Because the doing, doing, doing is kind of like praying, praying, praying. But if we don't get still enough to listen, you don't even know if the prayer is being answered.
And even if it is, we can't possibly receive it.
Right. So that stillness is essential for the integration time.
I like the way you said it as a resting place. It's like a resting place between, just between. So it's these between states, that intercellular aspect that's physical as well as energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the trans. What's the line? It's like almost like, it's like you were talking about, if we don't get still enough, we don't know if the prayer is being answered. So it's like, it's not just a one-way frequency. It's a two-way street, but it has a loop that allows you to kind of receive it and to let it go, receive it and let it go, receive it and let it go.
And that's essential because it's like a conversation, you know. I have to hear before I can respond.
I was going to say, you have to say that again because I didn't hear you.
It's like a conversation. I have to hear in order to respond. If I'm just in reaction mode or just in respond, 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 then I'm not really hearing in order to know how to respond.
Yeah, because then you're not responding. You're
exactly.
You're frantic and you're chaotic and you're reacting.
And that's why that resting place is so important. And I feel like there's something that Norman needs to add.
Oh, he's not on here now, I don't think.
I don't think so. He's not. He is.
He's here. Okay, Norman. Unmute yourself.
Yeah.
He's at the station right now. So he's in the radio station and part of the session.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not able to answer that because I am way too busy DJing right now. Apologize.
Okay. All right, then we will let you go, and we will get whatever it is you're supposed to give us on our own.
But this is perfect, though, Debbie. This is perfect. Maybe that's it. That's an example of how we have so many things online.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
so much multitasking.
That is the message.
That's perfect. It's like multitasking and not being able to just pause.
And when we're doing that, the question to ask is, how can I pause to be at rest to know what my next way of being is to be?
How can I pause, yes, to receive guidance, to know what to do? Because there is the doing. We've talked about this repeatedly before, the do-be-do-be-do aspect. You know, we want to do from being. But even in the do-be-do-be-do, there needs to be a do-pause. So it's kind of like the do-be-do-be-do. Actually, even that is not the best patterning, because it's continual motion. And even though there's motion and stillness, we need that stillness. We need that pause. We need that moment of reflection. We need that moment of pause from the in-breath to the out-breath and vice versa. There's something kind of like kind of dropping down into awareness right now. But I'm not sure either of us have that peace.
I'm not sure we do either.
Yeah. So I think we just need to just let that be for right now, and it'll show up.
Yeah, and I think it'll show up to each individual on the call.
Yes, that's brilliant.
In their own way. And that's part of going back to what Suzanne was saying earlier, allowing yourself to step into who you really are.
Yes.
And allow the inner guru to guide you.
Trust that you, exactly, trust, first of all, that you have that you are your own guru, that you have an inner guru, that you're not somehow missing
yeah.
that piece. That's you know, it's like there's no missing link there. It's there. It just needs to be honored. And it kind of goes back to what Suzanne was saying before when she said earlier in the call how the earth was waking up, and what came through quite clearly is Earth is, it's not, it may or may not be that mutual, it may be, it may not, but what I was getting with, quite honestly, it's about the Earth has been present. It's just a matter of when are we going to be present, and as we become present to that, it's kind of like this aha moment, and like this almost like this wonderment, this childlike wonderment of, okay, they're paying attention now. Now they can hear us. Now we can reach them. Each person, now that person can be reached. So a channel just opened up for everybody.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes. That's beautiful. And I think that's it, unless you have something.
No, I think that's it.
It was kind of like, oh, that was beautiful, that whole channel being opened up for everybody. Now they can be
reached. It's like the whole breath opened up.
Yes.
the whole cranial diaphragm and all the diaphragms just started being more fluid.
Yes, it feels like that integration process has started taking effect.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I'm going to unmute. Okay, everybody, breathe that in. Breathe. Let's take a few deep breaths in with one another and just kind of breathe in that open, integrated channel and ability to receive. Okay.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Debbie. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Party.
Can I hear party?
That's what I thought I heard.
I thought I heard that too. Party. Okay. I'm going to turn off the recording now.